Christian voice. We give you reasons to be excited. Good music and the word of God. Radio Christian Voice, the only radio you will ever need.
My name is Esther Chungu. My name is Esther Chungu, and I love Radio Christian Voice because it grants me the opportunity to be the voice for the voiceless.
Opposition leader urges government to prioritize citizens amid foreign investment drive. Mental health expert calls for integration of employee assistance programs in Zambian institutions. And Kenyan activists missing in Uganda found safe after 5 weeks. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. Opposition Leadership Movement Secretary General Jairus Ngoma has urged government to prioritize the needs of Zambians even as it continues to pursue foreign direct investment. Mr. Ngoma said he has observed government's continued emphasis on creating a conducive environment for foreign investors, a situation he believes marginalizes locals. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Ms. Ngoma said there is also a need to create a favorable environment for Zambians to thrive amid the current economic challenges the country is facing. Rarely does the nation hear of government giving tax breaks to local businesses. It is always foreigners who are favored, said Ms. Ngoma. He has since urged government to address challenges affecting citizens, including load shedding, the high cost of doing business, and limited market access for agricultural produce.
So we are supposed to learn a lesson now. This government, remember, it was in opposition. It understood how their friends were struggling. So they were a better place. That's why they are telling people that, no, ASI, Dubai, formula, and all that. So we, being leadership movement, we are talking of the nuclear power plant. That's our last thing. That's our game changer. So now, that nuclear power plant, if you ask today, there are modules, more like makeshift, where you can make them, you enrich them, more like they are portables, right? You if you want, you can call them an immediate measure, okay? So once you go that route now, when you have cut supply to these other people you've been exporting,
Zambia has called for renewed global commitment and sincerity in addressing the climate crisis, emphasizing that the phenomenon is no longer a distant threat but a lived reality for many developing nations. Speaking at the World Leaders Climate Summit during the 30th Conference of Parties, COP30, to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change in Belém, Brazil, Minister of Green Economy and Environment Mike Mposha appealed for unity, shared responsibility and accelerated climate change. Mr. Mposha expressed gratitude to the government and people of Brazil for their hospitality and congratulated Ambassador André Correa do Lago on his appointment as President and Chair of COP30. The Minister highlighted Zambia's proactive efforts in addressing the climate change despite contributing minimally to global greenhouse gas emissions. He noted that Zambia has submitted its third nationally determined contribution, NDC 3.0, maintaining a high ambition to reduce emissions by 25% based on 2010 levels and potentially up to 47% with adequate international support. He further underscored Zambia's commitment to broadening its climate action scope, having expanded from 3 sectors in the first NDC in 2016 to 10 sectors in NDC 3.0, reflecting a move towards an economy-wide approach. Mental health expert Kizito Mulewa has urged organizations to integrate employee assistance programs related to mental health interventions into human resource benefit packages for workers to access support. This follows the Mental Health Capacity Building Day that was spearheaded by the Drug Enforcement Commission DEC in partnership with the Zambia Revenue Authority ZRA and Leonika General Hospital in Western Province. Speaking in an interview with RCV News, Mr. Mulewa emphasized the need for formation of human resource benefit packages to constitute provisions that allows employees to seek private intervention during seasons of mental health deterioration. Employees can seek private intervention from established organizations such as Great North Rehabilitation and Overcomers Mental Health Centers, Mr. Mulewa said. He further emphasized the need for companies to guarantee full support and confidentiality of employees experiencing mental health issues in order to avoid segregation, as this approach could help safeguard workers, highlighting the need for intensive human resource training on this matter. Ms. Mlewa has therefore advised government to encourage organizations to adopt employee assistance programs as part of their corporate responsibility and employee well-being incentives, crafting them in a culturally sensitive way to ensure inclusion and accessibility.
We are not at that level of offering these benefits in companies, despite we people in the mental health are suggesting. So if you ask me how companies can, harness this, I would say one, they would need to raise awareness and reduce stigma. Training sessions, campaigns to educate employees about mental health, of, having the access to employee assistance programs. So number two, I would say we should integrate the existing EPAs into the HR services.
The Minister of Tourism, Rodney Sikumba, led a high-level consultative meeting of African ministers of tourism and heads of delegation on the sidelines of the 26th session of the General Assembly of the United Nations Tourism Organization. The meeting, which was held in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, served as a vital platform for African leaders in tourism to deliberate on strategic approaches to advancing the continent's collective tourism agenda. In his opening remarks, Mr. Sikumba